Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil.
It's the late, great Dad Fogelberg brings back his age album. That's Nexus. That's the first song in the double album, Innocent Age. I encourage you to check it out. You'll like it, I promise you. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com with the number 3. Olala Njinga. Olala Njinga is our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, and Olala, O-L-A-L-A-H.com is her website. She's doing a lot of different things. She's got a busy lady. She's helping the state of North Carolina be more attuned to small businesses. And thank you, Olala, for that service. You're doing a lot to help women business owners. Thank you for that service as well. There's a lot has been accomplished for women business owners over the last couple of generations, but you say there's a lot left to be done. Tell us what you mean.
Well, we still have, if we just look at capitalization as one of those issues, right, we still have a lot of work to do around barriers to capital for different types of woman-owned businesses. What are the access and access points, whether it's a sole proprietor business that needs some help with designing a business model and then capitalizing that business model, or it's a woman who's in growth mode who really is trying to scale up quickly and needs access to a large amount of capital in a short period of time, which a bank considers fairly risky. And I have a couple of clients in that situation right now that need several million dollars, and there's some pushback. Even though there's been some growth, there's some pushback as to whether or not these women are, quote, sure there aren't other means for them to access that capital. And what does that mean? Like, are you sure? Like,
right.
You know, no woman takes the time to put together a packet to ask a bank for $10, $15 million if she's not certain that that is the path that makes the most sense for her business. So we still have some of that. But you've got some things you want to push back on, right?
Let me tell you a couple of things that I'm going to push back on.
Yeah.
And only to encourage women to focus on this. And that is that, and this is not just my perception or my ideas. This is based on my reporting on with women who also are helping other women with their capitalization. And I had one woman who does that said she went to a venture capitalist and said, why aren't you lending more money? Why aren't you investing more money in women-owned businesses? He said, because the women aren't asking me for any money.
That's a great point.
And she said, if I bring you people who will ask you, will you loan the money? He said, if they meet our criteria, the same, we won't treat them any differently than we would a man. But you got to bring them, and they got to ask me for it. And you know what? She went out to find those women, and she didn't have as much luck as she thought she would have. And
she thought she would. Oh, I love that. So you're not going to get resistance from me on this.
You got it, ladies. You got to get up on your hind legs and ask. Now, number one, you got to justify it. Number two, you got to ask. And number three, you got to demonstrate the kind of confidence. I mean, the numbers are one thing, Olala, but people want to see your steely-eyed conviction and take no prisoners attitude. And sometimes women have a hard time with that. I'm sorry, they just do. And the reason I know that is because other women have agreed with me about this.
And I'm going to join those women. I wholeheartedly agree. The one word, I don't use the word justify. I think that becomes very defensive for women.
No, when I say justify, I'm talking about the numbers. That you got to have.
I understand. So what I asked women to do is present the business case. What is the rationale? What's the organizational rationale? What's the financial rationale? What's the operational rationale behind asking for the money? That seems to kind of get them in a different mindset, that they're not asking to be given something that they're not worth, but in fact they're presenting the business case for why they should be given the money. But you made a comment about getting up on your hind legs. And so one of the things I find that's very interesting is that this concept of women feeling like they've got to get up the courage to ask for something. And I guess I don't understand that so much.
I don't mean that they've got it. Here's the way I mean it. Women, you and I both have talked about this before, Alala, and I think you agree with me. Men have a confidence problem. They're overconfident. Women have a confidence problem. Women have a confidence problem. They're underconfident. Men will project a confidence well beyond their ability to back it up, and that will win the day over somebody who can back it up but who underrepresents themselves. You know I'm right about that. And that's the thing.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I think the language difference is that we've got this regime of businesswomen who they've seen some things, Jim. They've been through some things, and it's worn some of them down a little bit. Some of them are a little battle scarred.
Yeah.
And it's a little, that sword feels a little heavier to lift for them to get back on the battlefield. But, you know, courage is the thing that needs to be summoned at the time that you need to get on the field.
And I'll tell you something else.
There are women who...
There's one more thing, Alana, and I'll let you wrap up with this. Ladies, believe in yourself. Go ahead, Alana, wrap it up.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you don't believe that you'll win, why would somebody else believe you'll win?
Yep.
So
yep.
You really do have to be your own best advocate.
That's right.
And present yourself in the best possible light. And you do have to fake it until you make it. If you have confidence issues.
At the end of the day, the money will come to the people who are, in my opinion, all things considered equal, confidence. The confidence will win the day, I think. Alala, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.